This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Other than a car, what's the worst single product shopping experience you can think of? Well, you could probably think of lots, truth be told, but buying a new mattress has to be near the top of the list, right? Prices are crazy, options are bewildering, and don't even get me started on delivering the thing. But other than trudging down to the local mattress store, what options do we have? Turns out, we got plenty of options. Kyle Stock wrote about the new thing in mattress shopping for Bloomberg Business. Kyle, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Fair to say, I think that the mattress business is an industry ripe for disruption.
It is. It's very consolidated. It's a very stable business. You know, these mattresses are sold in traditional stores. You know, the drill, you go and you lay down another one, try to make a decision.
And then it gets weird and you just buy the one to get it done with, right?
Exactly. And the line between, you know, valid and very cool innovation and marketing is impossible to see.
Right. The pillow top versus the foam, whatever it is, versus the, you know, Expedic, whatever, right?
I mean, there are differences between them. What gets tricky is these companies will name the same mattress 4, 5, 8 different ways. So each store will be able to say, we have the exclusive to the cushion top maple leaf or whatever you want to call it. When really it's the same as something just across the street. But that makes it incredibly hard to comparison shop and do your research.
Tell me about these companies that you profile in this piece. They are basically doing to this mattress industry, you say, what Warby Parker did for glasses.
Right. It's sort of the classic e-commerce disruption recipe. Sourcing a pretty simple product, but a good one. Cutting out the middleman, skipping the store leases, and then doing a great job with the website, marketing, customer service. And there's a ton of them. There's at least 6 to 8 of them now that have come up in the past 2 years.
And they are selling mattresses for plus or minus $800, whereas you can walk in and buy a Tempur-Pedic for like $3,000.
Yeah. And that's sort of the value proposition. They say it's a mattress on par with a $2,000 or $3,000 mattress that you'd find in a store.
What's the deal? Is it just better foam or I mean, how does it?
From what I can tell, they're about the same as what you'd find in a store. It is all foam, but suppliers have gotten really good at making this foam. They literally press it out like a giant block of cheese and then it's just cut.
Ugh.
Each company has a different recipe for how they layer it and how dense it is or soft it is. It's a fairly simple product when you get down to it. It's not a cell phone. It's not a battery. It's not a car.
I go online, I order my mattress, and then how does it show up at my door? I mean, because mattress delivery, man, is notoriously painful. I mean,
right.
We barely got the one I have in my house upstairs for crying.
Yeah, yeah. So leaving the springs out is kind of the magic in the thing. They can then sort of compress it and smush all the air out of it and fit it in a box that's about the size of a large appliance, say a washing machine. And then that ships to you. It comes with a little razor blade to cut the thing open. And then it just, you know, poofs into shape like a kid's toy.
Well, speaking of kids, is this going to stand up to my kids jumping on it?
It probably will, yeah. I mean, they won't get as much air out of a play session, but they're nice.
Kyle Stock, he's a writer at Bloomberg, writes this week on mattresses and the new way to do them. Kyle, thanks very much.
Thanks, Kai.